Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome. This is she, and it is the last tail end on the west coast of North America of the full moon. And tonight on this segment of food alchemy, we're going to talk about going green, the real green. That has been a buzzword for a good 10 years now, I think, or more, about going green. And what does that really mean? Well, the big secret that we could tell everyone is that green foods will create a lot of magic in our bodies. If we look around on our planet, we can notice that there's a couple things going on. There's a lot of water and there's a lot of green. So those two elements can take us into a place of harmony with ourselves. Now, in the age of information and having a lot of access to information and not always knowing even if the information that we're reading is accurate, there are two things that I would like to start with. And just by taking that concept really simply, food is a basic need. It's our foundational need with water and shelter. And I've talked about this before, and that's the reason I'm inspired to reconnect people to the roots, the basics of food, is so that we can build from the ground up. We don't build a skyscraper from up here and then lower it onto a foundation. Yeah, they have tilt-ups, but the best way to build a really magnificent structure is to start from the foundation and work our way up. Since we're in a world where we can move from one fad to the next, one eating habit from the next, we've gone through, I would say in the last two decades, several different dietary fads so people can lose weight, gain weight. But the reality is if you just take your shoes off and go spend some time outside and sit down and learn how to become in harmony with yourself and the earth, you'll start to understand what you need and you'll tune in to what you need. We don't really need a lot of supplements. We don't need all these things. Of course, if we get way out of balance, then we do need support, and that's what those things are designed for. But on a daily basis, throwing a bunch of stuff into our body and not tuning in isn't going to necessarily help us, and it might throw us further out of balance. So years ago, I had the opportunity and pleasure to work with Deepak Chopra and Dr. David Simon. Both of them are medical doctors and teach Ayurveda. Recently, Dr. David Simon has made his big transition. And the one thing that he used to always share that I love, the analogy was that if we spent each day just eating the colors of the rainbow, that we could actually probably be in harmony from there, even though their medical practice is Ayurveda, which is a beautiful system, but can be complex. So today, that's why I really want to bring up just growing green. The reason for the color green, if we talk about the rainbow, and the reason Dr. Simon would talk about the rainbow is that we're a spectrum of light, and we have actually centers in our body that are associated with different colors of light. So the root that I talk about is red, our foundation. But the heart is the center of our chakra system in our body. We have 7 points that go in and out of our physical body, the density. And the heart is this gateway. It's a gateway to knowing how to love self. And it's also this beautiful, beautiful gateway to access different realms, and it's a point of where we can nourish ourselves. Now, if we take that as an indicator, that color there is green, okay, the spectrum of light as it goes through our body. If you had a rainbow, you would be hitting green right there at your heart center, meaning that if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling out of harmony, not in balance, if you don't have a lot of self-love, green is going to be really important in your diet. Or if you're having heart conditions, if you're having anything to do with this region of the body, heart, lungs, even liver, all those areas, green is going to nourish you. And then we can talk about other supplement supporting areas. So a simple way to start is saying, wow, I'm impacted by my heart. I have a broken heart right now, or I have a lot of grief or pain or unresolved issues in my heart. What am I going to do? So first of all, you can just bring that color into your awareness, but also to make it a practice to be eating as much green, naturally green foods, none of that dyed stuff, every single day is going to help bring you into harmony. And if you look outside, what do we see? Trees are green. The grass is green. Foliage is green. All right. And then the accents are the colors. All right. The flowers and all of that stuff. So anyways, someone just typed in. He's talking about eating potatoes and corn. Okay. So the food alchemy here is for our heart and for our wellness is to eat green foods. And the reason for this is that we can actually create healing. So anyone that's actually having cancer issues, if they can introduce as much green into their diet, green foods, green beverages, juices, it will help them immensely. The same with the heart. So what I'd like to do is start with two foods that we're going to talk about today to connect us with this element of green. You may or may not know about how healthy the first one is celery. Celery is this beautiful food that actually in North America was downgraded to ranch, carrots, ranch, and celery. I believe it was downgraded. It was kind of known as the vegetable that has no medicinal quality, similar to some other foods. But celery has actually contains at least eight families of anti-cancer compounds to combat and also to combat cancer, and it helps lowering blood pressure. So this food that you could eat every day really easy, it quenches your thirst, it really satisfies you if you're working through some learning how to have positive eating habits. Celery is a great way to go, to have it around. Celery is very high in vitamin A. It has B1, B2, B6, and C. Also is rich in potassium, folic acid, calcium, magnesium, iron, phosphorus, sodium, and has plenty of amino acids. And it's a natural salt. So if you are having some heart issues, this is a great way to get the flavor of the sodium and bring it into your body. Now, the reason for celery is it also will help replace electrolytes and rehydrates the body. It's a watery vegetable. So you can juice this. You can cook it. You can make celery soup. Just put it on low. If you're having trouble digesting, you might need to cook it. You might need to juice it. The cancer fighting properties have been shown to prevent free radicals from damaging cells and also reduce or stop the growth of tumors. So when people are fighting cancer, I highly recommend juicing celery, adding some chlorella or spirulina or super blue green algae into a drink and drinking this daily. It can also help with colon and stomach cancer. It can also help lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol. It can help you with your digestive system to help you if you're having trouble with your bowel movements. This is cooling, so it's really great if you run hot, if you're experiencing a lot of stress. It's also diuretic, so it will help you get rid of excess fluid. It can reduce inflammation, arthritis, gout. I don't know, tons of us have gout going on, but there are, I'm sure, cases. Osteoarthritis, asthma, and bronchitis. It can also help you with your kidney functions. This is really important if you're on a lot of medications. If you're taking medications for other ailments, this can help support you and protect your kidneys. the minerals in celery juice has a calming effect on our nervous systems. It's really nice because if you, like I said, are eating out of compulsion or dis-ease, anxiety, it's crunchy. You can chew on it. You can add things to it if you need to. But just simple celery is beautiful. Again, lowers blood pressure, will help with weight loss, and help with your urinary tract, especially if you're having urinary or gallbladder stones. So celery is this amazing, amazing vegetable and resource. You can get it organic, and it's really yummy juice. The other thing you can do with it is you can just slice it up, put it in water with lemon, and drink it that way and let it set, and just keep adding water to it, and it'll keep emitting these beautiful nutrients for your body. Try it out. Test it out. See if you crave it. If you're craving a lot of salty foods, it's a great indicator that you're needing that. And why not take time to connect with celery, see what happens when you put it in your body, and if you like it, put it out there for one of your green foods to eat on a daily basis. And listen to your body. Listen to what you need. I personally need avocados, and I eat avocados almost daily, or at least several times a week that I can get them. It really harmonizes with my body. So this is just an example of a food where we'll be talking more about green foods. And then when I publish this broadcast on my site, I'll be adding some of the alchemy that you can create with celery soups and some beautiful drinks that you can try. So that's celery. That's a green food, great for your body, really holistic, and I cannot encourage or inspire people enough, especially if you're heart or cancer, connect with celery on a daily basis. Put it in as much of your dishes as possible. It's really easy, and it's not overbearing to anything, so it's really simple to integrate. The next food that I want to talk about that's green. There's a lot of lettuces and different things like that, but I want to talk about kale. Kale is this wonderful, hearty, green food, really leafy. It helps many aspects of our entire system. It helps your digestive system. It helps curb overeating. It helps with if you suffer from low blood sugar, and that's because it has a lot of iron in it. So if you're not eating red meat or any meat, this is a great way to get the source of iron. It is well known for antioxidants. It has vitamin C, vitamin A, magnesium, and it helps work against cellular oxidation. So it also has omega-3 fatty acids, and this helps regulate the body's inflammatory process. So kale can also support your cardiovascular system. If you're suffering from anything in your lungs, and kale lowers your cholesterol, and it helps with the liver, reducing heat in the liver. And the same with celery. It helps reduce heat in the liver. A lot of times if you're suffering from any anger issues or, grief or built-up emotions, it gets stored in the liver. This is a heat area. So any of these cooling vegetables can help push that energy out. And it has vitamin K. It's great for detoxification, which can help all of us on a daily basis. So this is another great one to juice. It's a great one to eat raw if your digestive system can handle it. And in addition, you can roast it really nicely. It works great in stir fries, many, many different sources. So you get vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin C. It's great for detoxification, cardiovascular support. So if you're going through any grief or depression, if you're having cardiovascular issues or stress, that's what we store it. We store it in our lungs. So know that the kale will help you emotionally and also biologically. It's also been shown to prevent colon, breast cancer, bladder, prostate, ovarian cancers, as well as gastric cancers. So here again, we're back to green. It has so many beautiful possibilities. So here we go. Celery, kale, these are some magical things that you can just introduce into your diet, see how it goes. I have kids. They love kale raw. Really simple. They prefer it raw. They don't even want it cooked. The same with celery. They like it raw. So now if we take it outdoors, if we go outside and say, okay, let's think about this. Let's think about animals on this planet. I've made the comment before, bears, because over the past couple years, I've got to see the bears up in Canada quite a bit, and the deer, and they just go around and eat the plants, and they eat the grass. They come out of hibernation, and they're really excited to have a bunch of green stuff, and these are hardy bears. They're not looking like they're missing out on anything. So know that our animals are telling us something, that, wow, this plant life has really magical qualities. And I love watching the squirrels even indicate what flowers carry. They'll eat the whole heads of like sunflowers and so forth. So if we start paying attention to animal life, it'll kind of give us an indicator that maybe we don't need so much packaged foods like we talked about last time, and that we can start to think about the colors we want to eat. We can bring it back to the basics and really tune in. And the reason I recommend, rather than going on some, people like to go on complex diet regimes, and even the information I'm giving you that it has A and K and C, that's great. And you might say, well, I don't even know what that means. You don't really at this point need to know what that means unless you're really way out of balance. And then you need to focus on bringing something back into balance. But if you're noticing that you're just craving certain foods or you're not eating well and you're ready to pull yourself back into balance, think about eating more green foods. It's a perfect place to start. Just do everything else that you've been doing and think, I'm just going to get as much as I can green foods. Now, eating iceberg lettuce, okay, that might be okay, but start getting the real dark green vegetables. And celery, yes, it's lighter, but has all these beautiful qualities. So that's the perfect place to start. Green, 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 green. Now, why don't, before we go a little bit deeper into the green vegetables, we are going to just take a break and listen to a little random rap. And the song is called For My Corpse. Check it out. Connect with your heart center. Think about the foods you've been eating today and how you might introduce more green foods into your diet. Thank you. Oh, For My Corpse. And I love that song by Random Rab. It just really speaks to my soul. And the reason I played it, just to have us connect to our heart center and think about how can we feed our temple and what does this temple mean? So as I've shared with you a little bit of what celery and what kale does for our body, and shared with you to think about possibly about eating green and why we'd want to eat green, just to help our mental, physical, and emotional body. I thought I'd connect us a little bit deeper to the food alchemy, the alchemy of food, why people eat. And, you know, being currently residing in North America, I have had the opportunity to travel to many different parts of the world, and I've had the opportunity to go and visit all different types of places of, where people are afforded a lot of comforts, and where I've also been able to go to villages where life's pretty simple, but pretty darn happy, I must say. And, you know, what has brought me to the realization is that, you know, we go into all these different cultures, and when you live in a country, especially a place like North America, where you can kind of get anything you would ever imagine, you can all of a sudden have these, I don't know, attitudes about food, and that you're only going to eat this way or that way, and you have the luxury of having certain diets and everything. Yet when I go to remote parts of the area world and they're eating really holistic, and then all of a sudden I see soda or something introduced into that village, I get really sad about that. But when I look at just the food that they're preparing, it's prepared with a lot of love. Everyone comes together and enjoy that feast, and the day is spent making that food. And never would it cross my mind when I'm in those settings to state that I have some type of dietary need, unless I was in extreme condition, I needed to be that way. And so I just want everyone to think about that for a moment, like why you eat and what you eat and what provides you comfort. So just tune in for a second and connect with what you ate today. What was your sustenance for today? Did you eat food today? Did you need food? And what brings you comfort? What fills your heart when you're longing for home, whatever that might be? What do you like to eat? Is it pasta? Is it veggies? Is it something that reminds you of your youth? Whatever it is, just connect. Food is so significant to us. It's how we grew up. Brings back memories. So just tuning in to that, what you go to for comfort, don't judge it, just know it, you know. My dad always ate these big pretzels, and whenever I'm kind of missing my parents, I love to eat those big pretzels. It reminds me of my dad. So there's nothing wrong with that. I guess if I ate bags and bags of pretzels, there would be a problem with it, but it's a great way for me to reconnect with my father and bring back memories of joy for me. So as long as we keep that in balance, that's okay. Really, it is. Now, I want you to tune into your body right now and think about, how am I feeling lately? Do I have energy? Do I feel sluggish? Is my body aching? Do I need to maybe think about cutting back the food intake and cleansing the body? And this is a really important part, and this is something you don't want to do without advice, or at least being monitored if you're going to go on a full cleanse, or if you're going to go on a modified diet. You want to tune in or start slow to let your body come in and then out. But one way to really just nourish your body and cleanse it is you can just juice, not fruit juices, but vegetable juices. Try to drink as much vegetable juice. You can do a little bit of fruit juice to balance it out, maybe not together, and cleanse the body that way. But I really recommend, if you're going to do this, if you're going to cleanse the body, if you're feeling really not clear energetically, not clear emotionally, mentally, it's a great time to do a little bit of fasting, clear the system out, clear the entire system out by just juicing and or by eating a modified diet. But you're going to want to lead in and out of that experience for a couple reasons, because if all of a sudden you alter your diet really extreme, and this is why I don't even like the word diet, but what you're eating, if you completely cut something out, you're going to send yourself into withdrawals. So if you decide you want to cut back on meat, then slowly enter into the process of reducing the amount of meat in your diet and then go into more of a vegetarian diet. And then if you decide you want to reintroduce meat, you reintroduce it slowly, okay? Don't go cold turkey because it's really jarring to your body. It's just the same if you were cutting out alcohol or drugs or smoking or sex or whatever it might be. If you totally stop, you're going to want to have those things in your diet more or in your life more. So think about easing your system in and out so you don't go into shock, so you don't have to completely adjust. And if you do cold turkey, if you completely cut out food and go into a fast, just be prepared to have some stuff close by so in case you have to restabilize the system. Now, when you tune in to where your body's at today, just think about it. Think about what you're feeding and what doesn't serve. And if you can right now, make a mental note or write it down. What are the foods that you're eating that you know are not harmonically aligned with your being? Or what are you putting in your body that's not aligned with you, your inner code of conduct? Whatever it is, write it down. Are you eating too much processed food? Any processed food would be too much, but sometimes that just occurs. So write down what's not serving you and think about omitting those things from your diet, especially if you need to think about easing into it. So those are some touch points, how we can connect with the alchemy of food, how we can connect to our entire being and move into a more holistic system. So I want you to take a deep breath, breathe in and out of your heart for a moment, and just tune in to what you would like to bring an alignment into your system. And now the last thing that I would like to go over is our emotional body. If we've tuned into our physical body and connect it with the foods in our life that serve and the foods that don't serve our physical being, and just talked a little bit about moving in and out of food habits, easing ourselves in and out of them, we started out this conversation about going green. If you can think about, because if we look proportionally on the planet, we have water and green. So those would be the two foundations of the diet. And if you look at our food groups, what's available for us, how much more green proportionally is on in our gardens, in the supermarket, that's a good indicator in how many green foods there are, that we are designed to actually consume more green foods. There are accent foods, reds, yellows, oranges, blue, and purples, but they're not as many. Again, so that's an indicator to us that we are needing more of these green foods into our diet. Nature is mirroring us that to us. Now, the reason I bring up the heart, because the green is associated with our heart chakra, our energy center, the place we breathe in and out, our emotional center, and our gateway to know a love that's just euphoric in the universe. When we tune into that energy center, let's talk about how clear our heart is. The green foods will help you bring into yourself into emotional balance. If you're not eating any green foods in your diet, you more than likely are going to have some emotional blockage in the heart. Most of us have emotional blockage in the heart because we haven't accessed this gateway that takes us into a place where there's no suffering. So check into your heart center. How much suffering do you have in your daily life? How much judgment of self and others are you experiencing? And are you afraid to love and have intimacy in your life? And I'm talking about really opening up that heart center wide open. It's a very courageous act. And are you there? Now, if you're not, maybe you don't want to be, but if you do want to be, a great way to get support to do that is green foods. To think about bringing that element into your entire life. So to wrap up today, going green is a great way to support this beautiful heart center. It'll support our physical heart. It'll support our lungs. It'll support our digestive system. It'll actually support our entire system. It'll help cleanse. It'll help give us anti-cancer fighting agents, reducing free radical damage. If we take the time just to tune in, modify our diet. Don't go extreme. Just modifying the diet slightly, because none of us like to go on these extreme rides, really. Maybe for a while, but it doesn't last long. Too much energy going in one direction, and then you got to swing back the other. You feel like that big dragon ride at the fair, going from one extreme to the next. Think about modifying the diet, introducing green foods. We've talked about two. There are a lot more green foods that we're going to cover. But these two green foods are a great way to start. They're very accessible. Celery is accessible everywhere. It's a beautiful plant to grow in the garden. It looks so pretty. And kale, really hearty, year-round nutrient. You can do so many things. It cooks well. You can eat it raw, juice it. And the same with celery. Cooks well. It's hearty. Bringing these elements into our diet is a great way to test it out. See if it works for you. And what I'll be doing is, once this cast goes on my site, I'll add some additional recipes that you can try out. A little bit of alchemy of celery and kale. Have fun with it. Explore it. And then go into the supermarket. Try out some other veggies. Look at the other green veggies and see if they speak to you and if you crave them. The more you tune in, the more you bring it back to the basics, you'll know what you need. You don't need so many supplements. You don't need so much pharmacology anymore. You know what you need to bring yourself into balance. So with that being said, let's take some deep heart breaths, breathing into our heart, welcoming in the energy of green, just to emanate throughout our entire body, bringing in inner peace, harmony, joy, laughter, love, serenity. So as we continue to connect to the magic and the simplicity of the alchemy of food, I just would like to thank you for taking the time to listen in and connect with these basic concepts, but they're really powerful. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at s@suzannetoro.com or suzannetoro@gmail.com, because the other one's still not working, but we're almost there. suzannetoro@gmail.com. Send in any questions, any feedback. More than happy to connect. If you want to dive deeper one-on-one, we can do that too. But until next time, explore the world of green and see what you notice. See if you can introduce it more into your diet, make it a staple, and enjoy. With a deep bow and a soft gaze, this is She signing out. Namaste.